Episcopos, of course, is a word that passes into the Germanic languages, where it turns into Episkop and then Bischof, for example, in German. But it passes in other directions as well. It becomes Vescovo in Italian. It becomes Evêque in French. But it's always sort of the same word hiding in one or another of these different linguistic forms. Okay, thus far, names and words. Bishop, priest, and deacon in the customary form, though not every Christian community today would use exactly those words. That's the names. What did they do? Well, it's very hard to see how bishops and priests differed in Paul's thinking. They both presided at worship. That seems clear. They led the worshiping community. They led the prayers of the community. They both taught. That seems clear. They had responsibility for teaching, for handing on the essential teachings of the Christian community. They also were involved in, had responsibility for, identifying, bringing on new converts. It appears, as far as we can tell, that every one of the early communities had officers like this. It's not clear whether there was initially a hierarchical distinction. Later, of course, a bishop would be superior to a priest who was in turn superior to a deacon. Were bishops and priests, overseers and elders, in the earliest Pauline understanding, hierarchical or essentially synonymous? Same name for slightly different phenomena. We just can't say. The sources just won't really permit us to say concretely. Now, deacons, happily, this is a little bit easier. These are clearly people. We hear about the institution, the creation of the deacons, actually, in the 6th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles. The deacons were clearly people, usually but not always men. Usually but not always men. There were diaconesses, or deaconesses, I should say, in the early church. They worked to serve the leaders of the community. They acquired food. They acquired rooms for the Christian community to meet. They oftentimes took alms to the poor, for example. They carried out a variety of responsibilities on behalf of those officials who are named as bishops and as priests. So here there is a kind of a hierarchical relationship. Now, a question we could ask, that again, if we were talking about the 3rd, the 4th, the 5th, the 6th, or the 20th century, we could answer, but cannot readily answer of the 1st century, if you were a deacon, were you on your way to becoming a priest or a bishop? Or was deacon a separate order in which one was going to stay more or less permanently? The sources, again, will not permit us confidently to resolve that question, though we can certainly see we can make a case for either view. That is to say, to use modern language, that the diaconate was either transitional or permanent. We can make a case for either situation, but we can't say for sure that there was one prevailing view. Now, around the year 100, Bishop Ignatius from the town of Antioch, very important city in the Eastern Mediterranean world, spoke of monarchical bishops. Hoi episkopoi monarchikoi, monarchical bishops. By the end of the 2nd century, or the very beginning of the 3rd, we begin to hear of metropolitan bishops. All right, right away, we have to say, St. Paul and the Gospels never say monarchical bishops, nor do they say metropolitan bishops. And we don't hear of monarchical priests, by the way, and we don't hear of metropolitan priests, by the way. So clearly, over the course of the 2nd century, but as early as about 100, that's important, as early as about 100, when Ignatius of Antioch is writing, something has begun changing, at least a little bit, in the way the church is structured in the Roman world. Or perhaps, indeed, we can start to talk about a church in the Roman world. We don't have self-conscious Christian reflections on this process. No Christian writer sort of took thought for poor students of the early 21st century and sat down and said, you know, here's what we were doing and here's why we did it. We then, looking back, have to extrapolate. What do the extrapolations look like?